We're serving a great God today, and I just need to come to grips myself and realize how great He is. And I'm thankful that I do have an opportunity to know how great God is. And you know, each day that I serve God, that I find out more about Him, and I'm just so thankful that I have that opportunity. And not only do I have that opportunity, but I can witness to others how great God is. And we was talking in Bible study this morning about God and several things about, you know, His people and being able, like Brother Smith was saying, to know God. We have that opportunity before us that we can know God, not just what people said about Him, but we can know Him for ourselves. And no matter, you know, how great something is, you know, I mean, that's good, but it's nothing like knowing for yourself. You know, like the Queen of Sheba that came to visit Solomon, you know, she had heard a lot about him and his wisdom, but she said after she had visited with him that the half wasn't told. You know, she got to know for herself. And I tell you, like I say, I kind of repeat myself some, but after living in this world a while, you kind of get to know, you know, you get to kind of know people. And the good part about it is that you get to know. I'm glad that I lived long enough to get to know more about God. I know I've learned a lot about people, and I'm not to the point where Jesus said that he know what's in man. I hadn't got to that point altogether, but I'm learning. You don't get shook by things so easy. You know, once you kind of get a little bit of understanding about things, that you kind of, I know life still come at you sometime on the blind side, but you get to where you can kind of, things don't shake you up as much. And I'm thankful that, and that's the way it was with Jesus. I think when he was walking around mingling with people, you know, they didn't altogether catch him by surprise. And I know that he kind of, and he knew enough to not just just know man, but he had a concern and love to be able to help. You know, a lot of times, you know, I can't help every situation, but I can show some care. I can show that I care and that I'm concerned. And sometimes that go a long ways. You know, you may not be able to solve the problem, but if you, at least they know you have a listening ear. You know, that you can hear what, you know, hear. Sometimes that's all they want you to do. Just hear what they're saying. You know, not necessarily try to give them all the answers, but just hear them out. Sometimes that's all people want you to do, is just hear them. You know, hear them out. And I believe the Lord has given us an opportunity to be able to have that kind of heart to want to help people, you know, as much as we can. And I want to do that. I want to have that kind of heart to reach out to people and want to, you know, I like to even get to where my life, you know, if you can look beyond your own life and be concerned about somebody else and try to, that's the way eventually, you know, that in the Bible talks about Christians, you know, we're to, you know, get to where we're not just living for ourselves. You know, we're not, our life is not just, you know, wrapped up in what we want. You know, that's the way Jesus, his life was given to help others. You know, he gave his life. And that's what we're learning to do, is learning to give our life. It's a couple of scriptures in Proverbs. One of them talks about he that, there is, well, he states it like that. There is that scatters, but yet increases. And then there's another one scripture in Proverbs that says, use the term again, there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. You know, this is the opposite statements that Solomon makes, but there's a lot of truth in it, you know, with God in the mixture. You know, when you're giving your life for this, when Jesus said, for my sake, you know, it's a lot of people died for their own cause, but when you're giving your life for my sake, what Jesus says, then you're going to benefit, you know, and then it's going to be affected. But when we got terms they use today as hoarders, people hoard, you know, you can, you know, hoard up things in this life and it won't help anybody. But anyway, it tend to pop. Now, I don't know where the poverty come from, whatever, but anyway, I don't want to fall in that category. We was cleaning out hip work day yesterday. Appreciate everybody working. Yesterday as Americans, we tend to accumulate things, and we've accumulated quite a bit of stuff around here in this church. But anyway, Brother Jeff says it's gonna leave, it's gonna go. So, anyway, but I'm thankful today that we have such an opportunity in God, and I don't want to let my opportunity slip through my fingers and not take advantage of it. So anyway, it's good to be here today. We do have some visitors. Brother Jared Marsh visiting with Brother Justice. Good to have him today. Be here. And then we got, see if I can get this, Matthew Dodd, is that right? Good to have him here today, and his I guess he's got some children with him. I don't have names here, but anyway, he got two children. I don't know if he's visiting with Keith Dodd. Okay, very good. Appreciate him being here today. All right, anybody else? Shay?
Shay's here.
Shay's here today. Good to have her. God bless her. Sister Joanne, mom's sister.
Street.
Good to have her. God bless you, Sister Street. She's here from North Carolina. All right. I don't want to miss anybody. This is good outreach here today, good move of the Spirit, and we welcome that. We want God to be felt in our services.
Tally, we might announce that you mentioned the things in the gym that have accumulated. We won't have a work day this next Saturday, but we will the following Saturday, which we're going to have a dumpster brought in to get rid of that stuff. So if anyone has things in the gymnasium that are theirs that they want, you need to get it out before that following Saturday. Not next Saturday, but the following. So you've got basically 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
If it's not out of there by then, it will go in a dumpster.
All right.
Anything against the wall where the rooms are, which would be the eastern wall, that wall. Okay. Anything against that wall that you want, you can.
Anything other than that.
All right, what's against the eastern wall, don't bother it, but what's out in the floor, in the middle of the floor or on the bleachers, you can have. Brother Stewart? I'm sorry. Okay. We'll put caution tape around, yellow caution tape around what you are not to
take
or get. Don't even look at it. Don't cross the line. It's a what do they call that? That's a crime scene, yes. Yeah, don't touch that. All right.
Got work to be done. All right, so let's look to the Lord here today. got prayer requests. I know there's lots. So Brother Crow, anybody have a report on Brother Crow? You doing better? But he's still in the hospital. Therapy. Okay. All right, let's continue to pray for Brother Crow. I'm glad that he's doing better. And
also, we might mention, I'm sure Brother Painter knows, but we want to be sure to get the DVDs of the services that they've missed to them. They're expecting them. I promised them on your part. Your part for my part, our part is good.
Sister Gail, pray for Sister Elsie. Remember to pray for her. Sister Durham. Your sister? Okay. Sister Durham's sister. Continue to pray for her. All right. Terry Knapp. All right, remember that young man. 40 years old, that's young. All right. Anybody else? Sister Sandra. Your sister? All right. Let's keep praying for the Brother Rich's church in Russellville. Brother Truman Benfield was there at the funeral, and asking him about Brother Cletus Benfield, and he was just telling me that no matter words, you can't, no matter what you say, just that he's going through that time frame. He lost his wife recently, and he was just expressing to me what it's like, what Brother Rich is facing. So let's remember him, man. The faithful people. Trust in God. So, Brother Randy. All right. Sister Pat Arkers and Jeannie Boyle. Okay. Remember those requests. Remember their needs and serious needs. Remember them. I know their other Brother Smith mom. This is just Grandma Smith, remember her. Sydney, remember, I pray for Sister Sydney today. Anybody else? Brooklyn's here. All right. Remember the Golden. Pray for Golden. All right. Yes, Sister Lynette. All right. Caleb's out of town. Remember him. All right. For job. Looking for a job. All right. Is that what you're saying? All right. Granddaughter. Okay, remember. What's her name? Okay, Brett. Okay. Remember that. All right. Okay. Anything, Brother Keith? Unspoken request. Sister Tiffany, concerned about her. But anyway, just remember these needs. I guess if the ushers want to come, let's all stand and take these needs to the Lord and pray that God will touch his people. But, you know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father in heaven, you are so good, and we thank you. Just having this time, oh God, that we can come before you and ask that you help your people, oh God. Lord, touch each need, each request, Lord, help each one. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. Oh, blessed be your name, oh God. Lord, help us in our hearts, Lord, we go out. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your name, oh God. Jesus, Lord. Spoken and unspoken requests, Lord, each one. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
today. Thankful for where the Lord has brought me to. And I'm thankful for this message that we have. And listening to Brother Smith a while back when he started teaching about the abode. And in my mind, I just could not connect that abode. But as he teaches us, you know, overcoming this Adamic nature and perfecting the outer man, more and more my mind is connecting. I can see how I can become an abode, you know. And it really doesn't matter what the benefits are, Brother Daniels, the benefits of God. It doesn't matter to me what they are. What matters to me is pleasing God. You know, when you've done something, when you've denied it, and it's usually something that you've gone through and you denied yourself, and you feel like the Lord is pleased with you. Now, that feeling makes me feel good when I feel like the Lord is pleased with me because of something that I went through. Even on my job, you know, people are watching you. They watch how you go through things. They watch how you take it because you say you're a Christian. And they want to know somebody is standing in the gap. They see that they may not be able to stand in the gap, but they're watching you. And then they'll come to you when they have a problem. They'll come to you and say, you know, some of them, they don't want to humble themselves and say, help me. But they come and spill their guts. Like Brother Talley was saying, they just might want a sounding board. But, you know, I want to be that sounding board. I want to be what the Lord would have me to be. I had a dream the other night. I had my Bible in my hand, and I was at my grandma's house. You know, that's a happy place to be. For me, it was a happy place to be. I always loved to go to my grandma's house. To me, my grandma was a rock that I could see in my life. So I was at my grandma's house, and I had my Bible under my arm, and all of these people were coming in, and I thought, oh, God, they're coming, and I was ready. I had my Bible under my arm, and I was ready for them, and they came in one by one, men, women, they're all black, and I was giving them a place to sit in the house, and I opened, well, when they all came in, and they were all seated, and they started talking, and they wanted to have a family reunion. That's what they wanted to talk about, a family reunion. I thought, we're not talking about a family reunion today. We're going to talk about the Word of God. I don't know why the Lord gave me that dream, but he gave me that. And in my heart, I thought, Lord, I want to be an example. I want to be something that you can use. I don't know why. I don't understand a lot of things, but one thing I do know, that the Lord brought me here. He opened my eyes and led me to see where I am. I'm not blind to this. I know I wouldn't fit anywhere else. I wouldn't even try to fit anywhere else. If I left here, I'd just be out there because I know. Even in listening to the radio, it's hard to listen to that when I disagree with a lot of things that they're saying. I want them to see, no, look at this side. See this side. There's another side to that. Oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for letting me to see the color of the that there is a greater place, a greater way, a deeper depth that we can get. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me in. I didn't understand what my grandma had. I didn't understand what she was saying when she was praying. But I noticed that, and I said, Lord, I want that in my life. I so desire to have that. I enjoyed the things that I saw in my grandma. And I hope that someday my granddaughter will see something in my life that she wants. Some of the Lord in my life that she wants. She goes to a Christian school, so she knows quite a bit about the Bible. I ask her sometimes, you know, just to test her to see how much she knows. And when she answers me, I feel like the Lord is saying, see, I forgot you. man, I talk to him on my job day in and day out. I'm listening to the Word of God. I'm reading the Word of God. And I said, Lord, I love you. I love you. Get behind that cubicle and I say, Lord, I love you. And sometimes I feel like getting beside myself. Oh, Lord, can't get beside myself. I need my job right now. I want to work my job right now, Lord. I don't want them to get rid of me because I'm discussing the Bible or I'm praising the Lord too loud. Oh, God. But if I had to stand for it, Lord, like Sister Holly was saying this morning down at the Bible study, she didn't understand, well, her question, well, whatever it was. But anyway, I want to stand for the Lord even if standing alone, even upon pain of death. I want to have that, and I believe I can have it too. I'm just not saying that. I believe that the Lord can help me with it. When that time comes, if that time comes, I feel like that the Lord would give me the sanity color, because I'm his child. I'm serving him. I said, Lord, you're my God. You're the one that I'm serving. I'm not looking to any other. You are mine, and I want to be yours. Hallelujah. And when I came here, he told me, he said, you're mine. You can be mine. If you desire, you can have it. Hallelujah. And I set out then, Lord, I want it. I want it, what you have for me right now, today, what is available for me today. I want it. Hallelujah. And I want to live a life that would be pleasing to my God. Hallelujah. My King. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I worship you, Lord, above all others. Above myself. Above my wants, my desires, oh God. I want my desires to be yours, Lord. That when you see Christ, when you see me, you see Christ. That's my desire. That's my longing. I didn't come here to play. I don't come here to play. This is my life. This is my life. I've been through things. I've been out in the world. And when I went out in the world, when I went to the dance hall, I didn't go to play. I gave my all out there, so how much more? So how much more would I give for my God, my Savior? Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Doesn't matter the benefits of serving you. And I appreciate them. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the benefits of serving God. But to know that my life is pleasing unto him. That's my desire, honey. So I want to go along with you today. Let me go along with you today. Oh, God. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
When my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I, and he tells me not to worry, no, not to fret too much, not to cry. I may be born to toil and struggle, but I don't things over, he and I. the phone. When my Lord picks up the phone, we talk things over, he and I. And he tells me not to worry, no, not to fret too much. Oh,
red still. But we've had enough of the Word of God in the Bible study to choke a horse. So I'm going to try to let y'all get some of that down without trying to poke any more in your mouth. And if you wasn't here for Bible study, shame on you. That's all I got to say about that. I'll see you at 5 o'clock. God bless your hearts. By the way, Sister Inez preached a good message.